I'm Marcia Campbell. Here on the All-Nighter, we have a party. It is Friday the 13th, coming up some fun facts about that. Also, we also have your All-Nighter Trucker News Report coming up. But first, Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, SACE, has been a leading voice for energy reform to protect the quality of life and treasured places in the Southeast for more than 20 years. Founded in 1985, SACE is the only regional organization primarily focused on developing clean energy solutions throughout the Southeast. SACE works really hard with their programs and their campaigns to support clean energy, water, air, and safe communities. And getting the word out about clean trucks makes sense. My guest tonight, Ann Blair, Program Manager for Bioenergy and Clean Diesel of Clean Energy. Welcome in, my friend.
Hi, Marcia. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, welcome to Nashville, and I hope you're enjoying the snowflakes.
I am. It's been great to be here and see it.
And where are you based? Where did you travel from to be here with us in Nashville?
I live and work out of our Atlanta office.
So today when you arrived in Nashville or you were driving up, you had a little bit of the snow flurries, and we're happy that you're here spending the night with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Exactly. What is clean energy? Let's start there.
Okay. Well, clean energy, you know, as you mentioned, Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, we work to promote renewable energy and energy efficiency to get the most out of every kilowatt hour and promote clean energy resources like wind, solar, and biomass.
Okay. That's a huge undertaking, you know? I mean, with what do you do with your title, Program Manager?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, I am Program Manager for both bioenergy and our clean diesel programs. And in the bioenergy area, we are looking at and evaluating the opportunities throughout the Southeast for utilization of biomass resources, that's woody biomass material, grasses, and other things like that, to produce energy and look at what the impacts are, but the opportunities and the impacts to the environment from utilizing those resources. And then my work on clean diesel is looking at diesel vehicles, that's construction equipment, school buses, long-haul trucks or big rigs, and looking at what the opportunities are to reduce emissions from those engines and look for alternative fuels and other options to reduce the air pollution impact from those vehicles.
That is a huge undertaking. So do you collect data from everyone that is traveling across America, whether it's by air or on the highways, and then create your studies from that?
We do, and we utilize a lot of information from other entities as well that research this information, from the Environmental Protection Agency to small private firms, as well as collecting our own information. Southern Alliance for Clean Energy started our clean diesel program a little over 8 years ago, and looking at and evaluating and measuring emissions from school buses initially, and what the emissions inside the school buses were, coming from both the engine as well as the tailpipe, and evaluating what the impacts are, and then what are the real solutions for reducing the emissions inside the school buses and the impacts to kids. And we've taken that a little bit further and evaluated other vehicles like construction equipment, like big rigs, and what those impacts are. And so we're here today to talk a little bit about what those solutions are.
Absolutely. This is very interesting to me. We have a big world, and with society and the generation that we are in, going green or trying to recycle just a little bit to help save our world, basically. And in these programs, I want you to tell us, are you already seeing some of the effects take place, or is this something that we're going to have to wait till our great-great-great-grandchildren will see the time and energy that we put in? Are you seeing the effects now, or is this something later on down the line?
We are seeing the impacts now. We have the technology available today. It's readily available. We can, you know, go to equipment manufacturers and actually acquire the equipment today to provide cleaner vehicles, to make our vehicles, our diesel vehicles specifically is what I'm talking about, to make them cleaner today. And the technology that I'm referring to, I'll call retrofits or pollution control filters.
Okay.
As well as idling reduction equipment. And that technology can go directly on the tailpipes of diesel vehicles and reduce the emissions directly from the vehicle. And so they are available today, and there's been federal funding and state funding available to help with the cost of the technology and get clean up those vehicles now.
So we can buy an accessory for our exhaust pipe, basically, and help. So tell us a little bit about this Clean Trucks Make Sense program.
Sure. Well, we were excited to start our Clean Trucks Make Sense program and proposed a project to the Environmental Protection Agency as a part of their Smartway Clean Diesel Finance Program. And we were awarded a $5 million $5 million in funding to create the Clean Trucks Make Sense program. And we were very excited to receive that award. And the Clean Trucks Make Sense program uses the money from EPA to guarantee loans that truckers and businesses take out to buy trucks and provide competitive financing to businesses and truckers to get in a cleaner truck that's retrofitted with a pollution control filter as well as an anti-idling technology. So it directly reduces the emissions from the vehicle as well as reduces the fuel use, saving truckers money.
Saving the world, saving money. It's a win-win situation.
Absolutely. It certainly is.
So how can we get in touch with you if you have any questions, maybe a phone number, also a website?
Sure. Well, our organization has information on our website, which is www.cleanenergy.org, as well as the main partner with our Clean Trucks Make Sense program is Rush Truck Centers. We're working with the staff out of the Smyrna, Tennessee office just outside Nashville. But they provide, they're retrofitting the trucks in partnership with us through all their dealerships throughout the Southeast. So in Florida, in North Carolina, in Georgia, the trucks will be available at all of their outlets. And you can get information on the inventory at their website, www.rushtruckcenters.com.
Wonderful. My special guest tonight, Ann Blair of cleanenergy.org. Or again, there's an 800 number we want to give out. Because you may be driving, you may be going to the website. We want to make sure that you have all of the information again. And you're going to stay with me for a little while. Do you have time to stay with me throughout the hour? And we'll just talk about it. Maybe take some questions. If you have a question, you can give us a call at 615-737-9650. 615-737-9650. Marcia Campbell with you on the All-Nighter, 650 AM WSM. Of course, that is throughout 650 AM WSM satellite in our tower, of course. And then, of course, we have a brand new app that you can download. This is breaking news. I'm just getting this news tonight. Here, of course, you can download the brand new WSM app. You have the app already. Well, now it's new and improved. You can go to WSMonline.com, download the new WSM app, taking you coast to coast, border to border, and of course, around the world at WSMonline.com. My guest tonight, Ann Blair of Southern Alliance for Clean Diesel. Let's talk a little bit about the impact of diesel, the overview, and take it away. Let's talk some numbers, figures, and facts with our diesel emissions.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, and we talked about on the last segment, our Clean Trucks Make Sense program. And the reason why we've initiated that program is because of the health and environmental impact of diesel exhaust. Diesel exhaust emitted from engines that use diesel fuel to operate contains particulate matter, nitrogen oxides, and over 40 chemicals that are classified by the Environmental Protection Agency as hazardous air pollutants under the Clean Air Act. The primary sources, obviously, are big rigs, tractor-trailer trucks, construction equipment, trains, marine vessels as well all utilize diesel, and the impact is significant. More than 21,000 deaths occur every year directly from diesel exhaust. So the impact is very significant.
Shocked me. Shocking. 21,000?
Yes. And more information on that is available through our partners' website at Clean Air Task Force, which is www.catf.us. You can actually go on their website, type in your zip code, and learn what your health and environmental and cancer risk is from directly from diesel exhaust. And the information on how those figures are calculated is also available on that website. So everyone should, you know, check that out. Diesel contributes to lung disease, respiratory disease. It's mainly the particulate matter component of diesel exhaust. And then in terms of the cancer impact, as I mentioned, there's more than 40 chemicals classified under the Clean Air Act as hazardous air pollutants, and that contributes to the cancer impact of diesel exhaust. So for more information, for more on the science behind it, you can check out their website. And also we have some information on our website, again, at cleanenergy.org under diesel impacts.
Ann Blair, my special guest tonight. Now, you know, we have men and women all across America working really hard. They may not be in a diesel or a big rig. Maybe they're in construction. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're in their diesel trucks going back and forth. They're a carpenter or, you know, heavy truck operator. They don't mean to put all this stuff out there.
Oh, you know? Absolutely
they
not.
They don't want, I mean, to, you know, but they don't mean to. They don't mean to. So now someone is listening tonight going, really? Mm-hmm. I am doing that and I care about everyone and I care about the world. What steps can I take to make a difference?
Well, the thing about diesel is it is a very efficient fuel, but historically, because of the lack of standards, it's been very dirty. But fortunately, diesel engines and all new engines, beginning with EPA's rules that began to be implemented in 2007, all new diesel engines are much cleaner. And construction equipment, non-road diesel engines, marine vessels are all going to be getting cleaner and cleaner in the future. What we've been focusing on is all the engines that were built before 2007 that are not affected by the federal rules. And so what we can do about reducing emissions from those vehicles that are going to be on the road for 20, 30 years, that's the great thing about diesel. I mean, they're hardworking engines. They move things, they lift things, they provide a lot of benefit. As you mentioned earlier in the segment, you know, they are the workhorses of our economy. And so what we want to do is look at those engines that are going to last, you know, another 20, 30 years. The solutions that are available for those engines are putting on pollution control filters, as I mentioned, or retrofits directly on the tailpipes, and also installing idling reduction equipment that reduces the fuel use, and obviously saves truckers money in the long run. So pollution control filters, and that can include, I'm going to get a little techie here, diesel oxidation catalysts, or DOCs, is one type of technology, and diesel particulate filters are another technology. Diesel oxidation catalysts can reduce emissions anywhere from 20 to 40% depending on the manufacturer, and diesel particulate filters can reduce emissions between 70 to 90% per vehicle. And so through our Clean Trucks Make Sense program, we're installing that technology on big rigs, as well as idling reduction technology, and making the trucks available at a more competitive finance rate for businesses, independent truckers, anyone interested in buying a used truck. We're retrofitting that and providing that option.
Now, you brought up some finance. Now, money is hard to come by these days. The economy and everything, and maybe one of my friends out there listening are going, I don't have the money to buy something else to put on my truck, especially if it's not in the color chrome, okay? But I'm just saying, again, it's our health, and do we really spend the money and, you know, invest in ourselves? Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Money's hard to come by. So if the people are out there thinking, I cannot afford to buy or retrofit my truck, do you have an answer for those people?
Sure. Well, that's one of the reasons we implemented the program in the way that we did for folks who may not have the best credit and other things like that. What our program does is we're installing the technology on the vehicle, and that will increase the cost of the engine. The technology isn't cheap. It will add, several thousand dollars to the cost of a truck. But through our program that's backed by our grant from the Environmental Protection Agency, we're able, let me give you an example. Somebody might come in interested in purchasing a truck, and going through the lending agency, they're required to put $25,000 down on the truck. We can come back and say, hey, well, if you want a cleaner truck, if you want to participate in the Clean Trucks Make Sense program, we can run your information, and it might lower their down payment to something more like $7,000. And so they're able to get in a truck, a cleaner truck, sooner and faster, and thus having a
less
cleaner truck
payment
on the road than the other truck that they may have purchased.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that program is set up. It is ready to go. We want you to call if you have any questions. Ann Blair with me in the studio tonight, Southern Alliance for Clean Diesel. The number 404-373-5832. Again, I'll give this number out at, here in the next 15 minutes again. So if you have pen and paper, 404-373-5832, or you can always go online, cleanenergy.org. This is Country Music with Brad Paisley on the All-Nighter on the Legend. Marcia Campbell with you, and my special guest tonight, Ann Blair, Program Manager, Bioenergy and Clean Diesel of Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. And again, for the folks who just tuned in, welcome in to the All-Nighter, and please tell us a little bit about Southern Alliance for Clean Energy.
Well, Southern Alliance for Clean Energy is an environmental nonprofit organization based out of Knoxville, Tennessee, and we have offices and staff throughout five states in the Southeast region: Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. And I'm based out of our Atlanta office, and we work to promote renewable energy, energy efficiency, to provide cleaner, healthy communities in the Southeast region.
And you have a program, Clean Trucks Make Sense. Tell me a little bit about that, how we can get involved.
The Clean Trucks Make Sense program is one that we started and proposed to the Environmental Protection Agency, and then we're awarded a $5 million grant for that program. And we use the money to guarantee loans that truckers and businesses can take out and buy trucks that have pollution control filters and anti-idling reduction equipment. And we provide competitive financing for those interested in purchasing those cleaner trucks. Since banks know that loans are guaranteed, they can charge less interest and make it easier to buy the cleaner trucks. They're available through all of Rush Truck Center's offices throughout the Southeast region. We started the program out of their Smyrna, Tennessee facilities just outside of Nashville, and they are our lead partner in this program. And their responsibilities are helping put the retrofits directly on the trucks, as well as the anti-idling equipment, and providing those to customers.
So the huge audience in the trucking industry is listening, but we also have a huge audience that are fans of the legendary 650 AM WSM. How can we get involved, maybe donate to your organization and your mission?
Mm-hmm. With some things that I haven't mentioned about Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, we work to promote clean energy, as we have mentioned, energy efficiency, and we also work on what the impacts are to our water resources and to public health. And the way folks can get involved and contribute to our organization, we are a nonprofit, so we do rely on memberships. You can go to our website, which is cleanenergy.org, and you can donate through the donate button up in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage, or you can contact any one of our organizations listed on our offices page and make a contribution that way. Also want to encourage folks to check out our blog, which is blog.cleanenergy.org. We blog on all these issues that impact our daily lives and the impacts to our environment from the way we produce and use energy throughout the Southeast region, and trying to set us on a path forward to a clean energy future, utilizing renewable energy, using less energy, making our world more efficient.
You're going to be at the Mid-America Truck Show in Louisville, Kentucky.
That's
in
right.
March. We will be there spreading the word. Tell us a little bit about your location, where you will be located, where folks can come by and visit with you.
Sure. We will be located, I believe it's in the north wing of the facility, in the Smart Way, EPA Smart Way program section. I think there's a whole section dedicated to Smart Way there, so we'll be in that area.
And we will remind folks of the booth number and to stop by and visit with you as well. And tomorrow, now when I say tomorrow, actually, what day is your carbon footprint numbers due at work?
Yeah, our organization, we do calculate our carbon footprint based on, you know, our travel, our energy use in our offices and those sorts of things. And each of us as individual staff members, we send in our information about our travel throughout the year. And our numbers are due to our staff that will be crunching some of those numbers tomorrow or today, Friday.
Friday the 13th.
The 13th. And so we'll be getting that information. And SACE calculates our footprint. We started doing that, I believe, in 2009, and we collect all the information from all of our staff and offices to determine what the impact that we're having on the environment is, and then we'll buy offsets or look for other alternatives to offset that.
So with your travel, you're out there talking the talk, but within your company and organization, you're walking the walk. You're doing everything to save and reduce the carbon footprint. Now, some of us have heard of the carbon footprint, and some may be going, what are they talking about? So, real briefly, what are you talking about when you say carbon footprint?
So, we're talking about our carbon dioxide emissions, how much carbon dioxide is being put in the air from the energy that we're utilizing with having lights on, driving our cars. All of that can be calculated or put into a CO2 equivalent number to determine what the global warming impact, what the impact we're having on the environment and the climate is. And so we're utilizing that and working with an auditor to determine specifically based on certain parameters what our impact is, and then what are the solutions to help offset that.
Very interesting. Seems like a lot of different data. You're pulling in different employees and all this data. So I hope your numbers are looking really good when they get turned in and at the office. Will you follow up with us? Call us back and let us know what your numbers
are. Sure. And also, we will be publishing. We have our information on our blog from our past years, and we will be likely doing another blog based on what our impact has been from 2011, and we'll have that available on our website as well. So, but we will certainly let you know what that is, and if we've gotten better, if we've gotten worse, and what we're doing to make changes.
So very interesting. The website is full of information. I encourage you to go take a look from the blogs to all the different information in different departments. Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. Find them online, cleanenergy.org. Or call my friend Miss Ann Blair at 404-373-5832. That's 404-373-5832. 5832. Thank you so much for coming in and putting out the good word.
Thank you so much for having me. I always love being in Nashville. It's just a great atmosphere, and I appreciate you taking the time to learn about this issue and spread the good word about it.
Absolutely. And, of course, you being here in Nashville, you're a country music fan.
Absolutely.
Staying here with us at the Gaylord Resort and Hotel. And today you took a little trip down to Broadway and downtown Nashville. Good experience, I hope.
Oh, yeah. I always love being here.
So The Wild Horse Saloon. You did a little bit of the Wild Horse Saloon.
I did, and I listened to Les Richardson was playing tonight, and so that was really enjoyable and had some good barbecue.
All right. Well, come on back, would you?
I will do my best.